We now air for you a beautiful motivational message. Listen to this one.
My brothers, I want to ask you something, man. What is it that took you away from Allah? What is it that made you forget about your Allah? Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks out. And he says, oh human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, oh human being, what is it that took you away from me? What is it that distracted you away from your Allah? Allah says, oh my slave, Quran, did there not come a time where you did not exist? He says, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَفْكُورًا. You won't even remember. Your name wasn't mentioned. There was a point in time, my brother, you didn't even exist. Allah says, I created you. Me alone. I created you from a piece of sperm. People walking around today, you know, looking down at others. He thinks he's something. Allah, he thinks he's something. Brother, did you forget where you came from? Allah created you from a piece of sperm. So don't be fooled now, you know, because mashallah, now you've got some money in your pocket. Or maybe now, you know, you drive a nice, pretty car. Allah says, I created you from a piece of sperm. Your beginning was a nutfa. Your beginning was a nutfa. Yes, my brother, for those of you who have pride and arrogance in their hearts, for those of you who think that Allah owes them something, for those of you who feel like I don't have time for Allah, my brother, there was a point in time you were nothing. Then from nothing, you were a piece of sperm. Forgive me for the language, but if I can't speak the truth, then what am I here for? What, to entertain you? You were a piece of sperm. You were that, whether you like it or not. Allah says, I created you from a piece of sperm. In three layers of darkness, in the womb, in the stomach of your mother, I created you, I fashioned you, I sustained you. Where was your family then? Where was your money then? Where was your car then? Where were your girlfriends then? Where was your Facebook then? When I created you, you were nothing. Where were these things that have taken you away from me? These things that have taken you away from me, where were they then?
Yes, an important question that we need to continuously ask ourselves about our beginnings. Where did we start off and where are we heading? We need to at all times remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us. And therefore, we need to continuously display gratitude for the numerous bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, وَالْعَبْدُ دَائِمًا بَيْنَ نِعْمَةٍ مِنْ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. A servant of Allah is always between a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تُحْتَاجُ إِلَى الشُّكْرِ وَذَنْبٌ يُحْتَاجُ فِي إِلَى الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. A bounty for which he should be making shukr, and a sin for which he should be making tawbah. وكل من هذين من الأمور اللازمة للعبد دائما. You need to always keep these two things in front of you all the time. That at one moment you are enjoying the bounty of Allah, and at the other moment you are remembering your sins. Amongst the numerous bounties that Allah has granted us, He's granted us the faculties of hearing, of seeing, of the heart, and other faculties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us as human beings. These are all part of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُنَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. When Allah brought you forth from the belly of your mother, from the womb of your mother, you did not know anything, and then Allah granted you hearing, Allah granted you sight and a heart so that you may be appreciative. The other bounties, the bounty of food and drink that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. Allah says, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوءٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Allah is the one who feeds you when you're hungry and grants you protection against your fears. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Remember when your Rabb announced that if you are appreciative, then I will increase you. And if you are unappreciative, then remember my punishment is really intense. So how do we respond to these bounties of Allah? Reflect on the bounties of Allah. At-ta'ammal fi ni'amillah. Always be conscious about it. Remind yourself of the bounties of Allah. Do not be negligent of it, because there are many bounties of Allah that we are enjoying all the time in terms of our eating, drinking, our conveyance, our homes. Bounties that we do not even perceive. Bounties that we enjoy and we don't even consider them. We don't spare thought for them. And it's for that reason that Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O mankind, remember my bounties upon you. Is there any deity other than Allah that grants sustenance in the heavens and the earth? There is no deity except Allah. Where are you wandering? So what we need to do on a daily basis is reflect on the numerous bounties of Allah. Be conscious of it, be aware of it, and consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.